Radio Free Brooklyn.
The following program is for mature audiences only. Hi, guys. I guess
I should leave.
No.
So immature.
No, we're both very immature. Faceboy's running late for the first time ever.
He's running?
Well, actually, funny you should mention that. He's got, it's not a case of the run so much as a bad case of hemorrhoids.
What? No, dude.
Like a flare up.
Dude, is that contagious? Because I swear, I just fucking smoked a cigarette with him. That's fucking gross.
I don't think you can catch it from smoking a cigarette.
Dude, I don't know, man. Are you sure?
Yeah.
Those are the bumps, right?
Yeah, they're the bumps, but then I don't think they're those kind of bumps.
I don't know,
they're
man.
More of like a sitting on the toilet too long kind of bump.
Ew.
Yeah. Like it's not.
Right, what is he doing on the toilet? Dude, you got fucking space AIDS bumps.
I have hemorrhoids.
Oh, fucking gross.
Extreme.
Well, I guess I didn't smoke a cigarette from his asshole, so I guess that's
all
right.
Luckily. Yeah.
Later.
Oh, goddamn, that seat is hard.
Oh, my God.
Like my dad.
Oh,
are your pants shit. Bloody? Are your pants actually bleeding on the front? I don't even understand. Is that even related?
Damn. I had, a lot of spicy foods.
Hemorrhoids
tore up your asshole.
And it tore up my asshole.
Wow. It's
how did you eat the taco mess. Through your ass? I mean, what the
Do you
fuck?
Have teeth in your butt?
Oh, my God.
You know, can we just get on with the show?
No. Are you okay? Are you physically pained? Do you need a donut to sit
Wash
on?
Wash your hands.
It was a...
yeah.
not contagious. Did she think it was contagious?
No, legitimately thinks it's contagious.
I think ill.
Look, it was a diarrhea contest, and this was my constipation prize.
That's shitty.
You just binged yourself. You can't bing yourself.
April Fools. I don't have hemorrhoids.
Poopy.
It is contagious, though.
It
I'm Googling
is. It actually is contagious.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Art Star Scene Radio on Radio Free Brooklyn.
Yes!
Yes!
It's April Fool's Day.
Everyone's pregnant.
I'm Face Boy.
I'm Face Girl.
With us in the studio, Mandy Cat Katana.
What's up, everybody? Motherfuckers!
Jamie Arroyo from Welcome to Our House is here. He's putting his coat on.
But hopefully he'll stay.
I'm sure if Mandy takes her tits out.
Dude, yeah. I was wondering when, but it's cold today.
Oh, no.
Like, I'm ready to, take it all off.
Quick, start a fire.
Yeah! There's a fire in his pants.
Yeah.
Oh, man. And I just saw your beautiful bush.
Oh, I know. Fucking dude, okay, so I was growing it out for a shoot. And, like the other day, I'm, soaping it up and stuff like that. And it's getting so magnificent. It's majestic.
Yeah.
And fucking, I fell in love with it. And I understand how, the beard dudes,
yeah.
They condition it and they trim it and they're all, in love with their beardy beards. I'm in love with my fucking lady beard, yo. I can't wait for it to color it. I talk to it.
Oh, my God, what do you say to it?
I lied.
I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to call you out.
Just
being
kidding, April Fools. Yeah, it's fucking great, man. I don't know. I can't. Does the bush hair continuously grow like nails unless you cut it, or does it fall off and it just kind of rubs on your pants?
I want to say that it probably grows like nails, but I'm shocked that now that you bring it up, it's not in Guinness. Right?
The longest bush hair?
Yeah.
Let me Google it.
The longest pubes or the longest bush.
They have largest vagina.
No.
Yes.
No, they don't.
Yes, they do. Not in Guinness, but it is a record. They have
a record.
They have
the biggest dick. They have
what
to have the biggest
how
vagina.
How do they quantify? What makes it? What it
was,
you can put
it
in
was,
it?
Was,
or
what
space
came out
it
of
takes
it.
Up?
What came out of it?
What do you
or
mean?
You can put in it. If you can put his big old head in that?
It was a
unbirth you?
It was a giant woman. She was 7'4".
Ow.
And she married a giant man.
Oh, God.
And they had a giant baby.
No.
That came out of her vagina.
Her vagina.
Her vagina. And by the size of the baby, they declared her
a
world's
horse.
Largest vagina.
No.
Can I get a couple of things in before you guys
All right.
No, I'm talking about Mandy's vagina.
Woo!
We're going to talk about, first, the ass party game.
Oh, yeah.
Art Star scene party game.
It's the thing we do.
Yeah. If
do
you,
it.
If
Where's
you
the
enjoy,
whiskey, though, this
if you,
time?
If you enjoy,
oh, I see it.
There's always whiskey.
I'm down.
If you enjoy having a little
ass,
sip.
Ass.
Every time you say ass, take a sip. Maybe you don't like to drink or do any kind of drugs.
I'm a fan of whiskey.
Me too.
Yeah.
My breast milk, they taste one sake and one's whiskey.
I will have the whiskey breast.
I will have the whiskey breast.
I'm a vegan. I can't have your milk. I'm just kidding. I can.
Maybe your thing is you like to get piss in your mouth.
Like R. Kelly.
So if we say ass.
And our president.
I have a little.
Not my president.
A little droplet.
Yeah, he is. Not my Fuhrer.
Yeah, not mine.
We say asshole. Two sips. Of whiskey or pee.
Two sips
Wait,
of pee?
Wait, that did taste a little funky.
Is there pee in there?
There's no pee in there.
Is there pee in there?
No.
Is there pee in there?
No.
Is there?
Hemorrhoid juice.
Is it European?
So you're rushing into the bathroom. What are you inside? European.
If we say ass fuck, three sips or just spray it all over your face.
Yeah.
No, because then my eyeliner.
Don't get on my face, it's gonna ruin my eyeliner. That's the only reason.
Oh my god, yeah. Otherwise, yeah. Just shit on my mouth.
Yeah. Can I shit on my mouth, actually? Because it won't ruin my eyeliner.
Yeah, here, let me clear you a spot.
Yeah. Oh, did you want to say something on your show?
Oh, yeah.
If you say the secret word, you win a prize. This is your prize from last week.
Woo, I won it.
You
won it. I won it. I'm the winner.
And you even
did
phoned
in. Did you win
in.
The last one,
I did.
Too?
I win every secret word except for one. No. Stop it. Cock breath. Fuck. Shit. Faggot. Shit bath.
Mandy?
Goddamn cock suck.
That's the prize.
Oh,
balls.
Oh, that would be kitten. Perfect for me in clutch.
I know.
What was it last
I'm like
time?
The Joker. He's like Robin.
I know.
It's not the signed one, is it?
No.
Okay.
This is the Batman the Killing Joke, the deluxe edition.
I love jokes and killing.
See, anus, heinous, ignoramus.
Would you? She gets Tourette's.
Damn it!
I want to get the word.
I get too
when,
caught
when
up.
There's a really good word. I mean, a really good prize.
Goblins. Cock goblins.
Oh my god, that's Thursdays. Cock goblin Thursdays.
So I have a first edition of this.
That's amazing.
Sealed, and
oh
I also
god.
Have a second printing.
Squirt.
Not the deluxe edition.
That
but
wasn't
like
a
when
guess.
It first came out in the '80s, and I looked
I
it up
came
today.
Out of the 80s.
Worth a couple hundred bucks. So
oh,
you say
amazing.
The secret word. Actually, I'm going to move it over here.
Oh my god, so far away.
Away from your greedy fingers.
Damn it!
I know, she always wins. I'll just rob her.
Not
She's
always.
White.
My cat is Puerto Rican. She will cut you.
All my friends are black. All my friends
my cat
are black.
Is All right.
Well, man.
So I have this thing where I text myself, especially
Uh-oh.
If it's late at night.
I don't want
what
Are
the,
you alone
What
now?
The fuck is this?
Oh my god,
oh,
that's
you have
invisible
to do the
text.
Thing.
Yeah.
You touch it. I don't want to touch your phone. I don't trust
text.
You. That's a
you
joke.
Touch it.
No, I'm not touching
you have to
shit.
Touch the whole thing.
So how
keep
do you
touching
how
it.
You have to squirrel it. Squirrel. Yeah.
How did I make this happen though?
I can show
I
you.
I don't know, but
I can show you
the
buttons
time.
You pressed.
Okay.
Or I can just ask Siri. Oh, you know
yeah,
what?
I don't let that bitch talk.
No, this bitch is listening to me. Watch. Ready? See nothing, ready? Hey Siri. How do you use invisible text?
Oh, that's fucked up.
That's yeah. fucking creepy.
No, dude, I was Googling donating my eggs, right? And then, like, the next thing you know, all my, like, ads were, like, egg donation clinics and this and that. And I'm like, yo, I was just talking about that. And, like, I don't like it. Oh, stop it! Stop it, Siri! You fucking robot fucking bitch ass fucking I will unplug your ass bitch ass. What? Bitch, that's right. You can't even keep up, bitch. Yeah, go ahead, Siri ass, you bitch ass, Siri ass, bitch ass motherfucker. Robot ass bitch.
I gave him.
Okay, I found this on the web for how to use invisible text. I was Googling I don't eating my eggs right, and then like the next thing you know all. Take a look.
Oh, man. Is she looking at my eggs now?
She's looking at your eggs
right
as we
now.
Speak.
Oh, my
right
fucking
now.
God. I don't like. Get that phone away from me. Fucking.
Yo, serious?
Fucking bruja.
Bruja. She's a bruja, straight up.
Fucking
man. I know that word because I have blue
eyes.
I was just going to hang.
Yeah, yeah. I see that.
There's a new Mandyland.
Yes.
And there's a baby grand piano in it.
What the
fuck? Oh, yeah. Well, because see, what had happened was after the city shut me down, I had to move out to my friend's place, and she has a beautiful brownstone mansion. And, you know, I sat with, like, what? Oh, I lost Mandy Land and blah, blah, blah. But Mandy Land is where Mandy is, and I've been making art wherever the fuck I go.
Right.
So now it's, dude, oh, bye. I love you. Let me touch your penis. Bye bye. It was adorable. I'm never washing my hands. No, so like, yeah, so the lady that I live with, she's like in the Femdom Club, and she's been letting me just make art there, and eventually my friends and all the Mandyland family and followers are like, when are we getting our new art space? And I'm like, I think I'm done, you know, pouting. So we're gonna be kicking off some shit to get a new space, a legitimate art space. It may not be Airbnb, but it doesn't matter because all the artists live at their house anyways and have to pay rent. Might as well all live together in a big art compound, and that's what we're going for.
I want in.
Oh, dude, absolutely in, out, on your way.
Go on,
dude. It's gonna be a lot of fucking fun.
If I can pay from sex just with you, I'm into
dude,
it.
Yeah, dude, I'm the best.
Free rent,
dude. I'm telling you, I suck dick for Skittles.
I can give you Skittles.
It's not the point.
Just suck my dick. Suck my dick anyway.
I know. But yeah, there's a lot of fucking good shit coming up. Like, I'm ready. Like, I'm ready to take on the next fucking chapter of what Mandyland is. And that's the new hashtag, too, because, like, the kid had invented it because he was like, you know, because Mandyland, to everybody, it was the place, the Brooklyn, you know, the Airbnb that we had that the fucking motherfucking shitty-ass motherfuckers shut us down, you know? I mean, shit, the city gave me less shit when I was a drug-dealing stripper than when I was having a legitimate art fucking community. I was like, damn. And now I have to legitimately go be a stripper again to go save up the money to go back to being a fucking art fucking person space holder.
That's insane.
It's fucking dumb, but that's okay. That's society for you.
It really, it's so dumb. And I, similar but different. No, it's completely different. The porn star thing. The Brie Olsen thing.
Oh, yeah. I didn't get a chance to read the whole article. What? And I know you didn't. Did you?
I did.
You did? Okay, so what's the Brie Olsen thing?
She looks like a reader.
Well, I looked up the porn. Well, yeah, I did look up the porn.
Okay, what's the story?
The basic gist is she's saying how she did porn. She actually lived in the Midwest. She went to college. She was going for a pre-med. Then she did like one porn just to see. She realized that she could make so much more money doing that than, I don't know, like continuing and doing college. So she dropped out of college, continued working in porn. She would stay in the Midwest, living in the Midwest, and then just fly to LA to shoot porn. And she did this like around 19 to I don't know what age. But now she's saying that like everybody treats her like terribly. She cannot work as a nurse ever.
I think she was in it for 6 years, 19 to 25.
Okay. I wonder if I saw one of her 25-year-old pornos or one of her 19-year-old pornos. I have some theories.
Well, I don't know. Like, I could really feel on that. I mean, I am a nude whatever, art person,
yeah.
Character. I definitely am. And I masturbate all the time. But I know that I have talents that don't need, like, as soon as you do porn, and unfortunately this is the case, as soon as you do porn, that's it. That's it's what you're going to be known for. And I would rather much have my other talents carry me than to do porn. I mean, I fuck all the time, and the guys don't know I'm shooting with my nanny cam.
Are you?
Yo, dead ass. Okay, so I fuck Asian.
I love you.
Yo, so I fuck. Let me tell you this. I fuck Asian dudes, right?
Yeah.
And I've been fucking these hot ass little models, and this little motherfucker, because I'm pro pot and like drugs, alcohol, and you know, nakedness. And this guy is like this fitness Asian guru type guy. And so I shared one of his things. I was like, oh my god, this guy, you guys should check him out, blah blah blah. So now our pages are bleeding. He goes, Mandy, we can't be connected like that. And I'm like, connected like that? Yo, I got my nanny cam having you eat my ass. How about you take a little step back, because I was only trying to help you. Yeah? Yeah? And then, like, and then I won't release that video. How about that, huh?
Wow. What did he say to that?
I think he blocked me.
Can I see this video?
Yeah. Yeah, I'll send you.
Oh, my God. I love this.
Dude, I love getting honey-butted. Like, I make everybody I fuck eat my ass before we fuck. Because then at the end of the day, no matter what kind of bullshit I pull, like, they can never uneat my ass. they can't. They'll just be like really upset and be like, you're a fucking bitch, Mandy. Why you take my apartment? Why did you delete my PlayStation?
Oh my God. Ruthless. I'm into it.
Nah, dude. And like, seriously, like I carry around like the, you know, like KFC, the little honey packets in case I want some honey butt on the go.
Really? Do you actually put honey stuff on your butt?
Honey butt, because it's hard to lick off. Like, I love sucking dick with honey. It's like, you know, because like if you use like whipped cream or, you know, chocolate, it gets like sugary and like it's not good for you. And like, yeah. I do like I like to sing and stuff like that. But honey's really good for you.
See, but for me, that would just be a bonus.
Yeah, what? That's what I'm saying.
To honey to butter.
That's what I'm saying. Like, they really, they're like, I get them all hot and bothered. And I'm like, just go down. You're already down there.
Yeah.
And don't get me wrong. I keep my starfish nice and fresh because nobody gets their ass eaten if their hygiene isn't up to par. Nobody.
Well,
some
actually,
people I'm sure do.
Richard Pryor Jr. was on and he said he gave a rusty trombone.
Yeah.
That was too rusty.
No.
Yes.
Mm. Oh.
Yes.
Why did I block that
Tetanus.
Out?
I don't know.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
I blocked that out.
A little chunky.
I officially blocked that out.
I think it was a chunky trombone.
Was I like, were my eyes rolling into the back of my eye?
You might have gone somewhere.
Yeah,
you might have gone to a happy place.
I think I need a drink. Ass fuck.
Seriously. With the on eating my ass thing, there's a boyfriend that I will always have pissed on. And I'm happy about that.
Can't unpiss him?
Yeah, can't unpiss on him. And he knows that I peed on him.
I've peed on a couple of people.
Yeah,
but
it's different. They were into it.
Yeah. Oh, he wasn't?
No, he wasn't.
Oh.
That's the important part of the story.
That is.
He was not into it. I was like, hey, let's try this thing. It's so kinky. And he's like, all right, let's try it. I'll go first just to try it. And then I did, and then I got out of the shower, and he's like, damn it. And he tried to, like, Matrix his pee at me, but it didn't work.
He's like, I'm squirting. Yeah. Just kidding. I'm
so
drunk.
Let's try this. You pee on him, and then you bail?
Yeah, fuck that guy. Fuck that guy. In that same exact shower, I smelled his dick after a camping trip. I'm like, why does your dick smell like
pussy?
Exactly. He's like, what, are you racist? I'm like, what? The
what?
Fuck?
Did you fuck a cat?
Like, what just happened? And then he's like, I was in a camp, like, my tent was shared with a black guy. Are you saying the black guy smelled like pussy? I'm like, what the fuck? No, I'm not saying that. So now you've played this, like, your racist game, only to then reveal that it smelled like pussy from fucking a pussy. That wasn't even from the, like, camp. It was a different camp.
Was it yeasty? Because dicks can get yeasty, too.
It wasn't yeasty. It was pussy. It was very sourdough. It was very vaginal. I'm like, this smells like
tell.
Pussy. Yeah.
You could tell. Yeah.
So that guy deserved to be peed on against his will.
Okay, tell me, do you think I conjured sex last night? Let me tell you what happened.
I conjure it with roofies. I take two before I go out. I don't wake up in the middle of that shit.
I realized that I hadn't written in my journal in months, which is really not like me. And I also hadn't had sex with a woman in months. Which is really not like me. I'm a slut whore, and I'm say it with neither pride nor shame. Well, maybe a little pride.
Hurry up.
Clutch Boy Wonder.
No, we want you here,
right?
Clutch Boy Wonder Diamond. Is also one of our guests. He just walked in.
Yeah, he's my partner.
So,
Mandyland VP.
So
penis sheenus transgender.
How are you? Titties.
So this is what I wrote.
Seminal fluid, vaginal fluid, vagina, anus, asshole, colon, semicolon.
We can get back to it.
Oh man.
The last thing I wrote was, when I write, women come to me.
Yeah.
25 minutes later, this woman calls. Can I come over?
God damn it.
Tell them the other part where you're like, why didn't you call me anymore? Because the last tech was go fuck yourself.
Yeah.
Since we haven't said her name and we won't now.
Yeah, and I'm sure she's supportive enough to listen to this. Cunt.
Oh, Jesus.
Shots fired.
Did I just say something? That's so weird. My eyes must have been rolling in the back of my head again. I won't remember this.
Say the secret word, you win this.
Oh, my super word.
Testicles.
Secret word. Say the secret word.
Is there
you have
a theme?
To guess what it is. Nope.
Spectacles, testicles, wallet, and watch.
Big it's often Grayson? Something naughty.
Oh.
Hemorrhoids.
Of course. Ew. April Fools. Oh, wait.
Fissures.
It was almost full.
Fools.
Yeah. It was all.
Tomfoolery.
Because I was having dinner with my mom and she's.
Mama ain't got no fool. Mama didn't raise no fool. That's it.
And I was telling her about the whole secret word thing. And she goes, what is the secret word? And I said, well, what do you think it should be? And she goes, I think it should be fool, because it's April Fool's Day. And I said, but people are going to say fool on April Fool's Day.
Yeah.
And she did. So she would have won. right there.
I think I should win. Because I think this whole fucking thing is rigged anyways. It's fucking... Catherine's always winning, man. She's always winning.
She like, lost once.
One dude, time. It hurt. Yeah. It really did.
That's some bullshit.
To Velocity, so it didn't hurt as bad, because like I love Velocity, anus. But it hurt. Anus? Yeah, she just said it. It was her only guess, too, which hurt the most, because she just like she just
anal
came
does
in like
hurt.
Anus. Oh my God. Fissures, scissors. Damn it.
Man.
I sent you a couple of articles.
Yeah?
Did they come through?
Let me see. Scientists say deer wanted what? The monkey to fuck it?
That's our headline of the week. Scientists say deer wanted the monkey to fuck it.
I have read this. It's an old article.
All right, let's hear it.
I don't know that I've read it. I just know that I like. Why does it sound so familiar? It was 1:10:17, and it's on Jezebel. Behold, the most majestic of God's creatures, the agile Japanese macaw.
I love Japanese.
Is that even right?
I think I'm saying it wrong.
I think it's not the macaw. It's like the macaque. I think it is the macaque.
Japanese macaque. I am all paying attention.
Is it?
Know how I like them. Konnichiwa.
I think it's Japanese bukkake.
Bukkake, yeah, yeah. Yes.
Nice. That's what it'll be. And the elegant sucka deer. It's actually sika, but I'm going to be going with sucka.
Yeah, go with sucka.
Sucka deer. As they bone in the forest for all to see. An abomination? No. An orgasm. And a consensual one. Scientists say in a new paper, it is reportedly the first recorded instance of two dissimilar animal species doing it by choice. The fuck does that mean?
Are they forced to do it?
Yeah, that's what I want to know. I want to know about the situations where they're forced to do it.
Dolphins.
Dolphins are rapists.
Oh, okay.
And so are
but
ducks.
Like, I mean, at least one is into it. Okay, I get it.
You get it.
Yeah, and ducks.
Where both are into it.
Dolphins and okay.
And they both start with D?
Consensual on both sides.
Yes. Got that's it. That's important.
I was like, how are two animals who are both not into it doing it?
I don't know, man.
I saw a really fucked up Japanese film, Snake of June. Yes. I'm like, I know how they do it. Yes. But
the overfiend. Yeah. No, dude, I mean, consent is sexy, but rape is fun.
Yeah. I think rape is sexy, but not
shit,
without
sex was about freedom. Fuck.
Freedom fuckers. The researchers, who God bless them, must have watched this 2015 video thousands of times, have apparently concluded the deer featured within actually wanted the monkey to mount it, hump it, and then come on its back for all to see.
Come on its back. That's like one of my favorite details.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
It's like, I'm going to pull out for the money shot.
Yeah, baby, you want this? I want your monkey dick all over my back. My deer back. Yeah. Oh, I'm going to lick it up. I saw her lick it up. She licks it up. All right, this is what you got a degree for? Both their mothers and mine are asking right now. Anyway, a summary of their findings via The Independent. Japanese macaques. Yeah.
I'm not going to get over that. Japanese macaques.
I'm probably saying it wrong, but it's right. Macaques. Have in the past been known to ride along on deer. But the researchers say that the monkey in the new study showed clear sexual behavior towards several female deer. Some of those deer tried to escape, but others apparently consented. Wait, others? There were others? There were others?
There's a lot of deer rape that's not reported.
Oh my God.
No, this is consensual.
Yeah, this is consensual, but like, if I was that deer,
Bambi, no!
God. Who knew Bambi was this? I mean, it's a slutty name, but who knew she was so slutty? Damn, Bambi, you ho.
I mean, I can't blame the monkey either, because like, yo, my man is like, you know, explore his horizons. You know,
no, they're really soft. I'd hump them myself if it wasn't weird.
Joey's always humping the monkey.
Oh, yeah, he is.
Oh, my God. But others apparently consented to the behavior and accepted the mount. The researchers write in the journal Primates. The researchers wrote that one deer seemed to accept to be ridden by the male macaque, and that it was apparently licking sperm that had been deposited on its back by the monkey.
I was like, what is that? Why is it in my ear?
Another deer. Oh, my God. Another deer refused the mount and threw the macaque off its back. something, something, monkey on your back joke. It's Friday, right?
Oh, that was well.
Yeah.
I get monkey on your back.
Joey's your dog.
Joey is my dog.
What do you do when a cat or a dog doesn't like a lover?
Oh, my God. I have photo of Joey getting raped by my ex-boyfriend's cat.
The fuck?
I swear. It's on his Instagram.
Wait, that's a thing?
Dude. Oh, and his name was Kaiser. Aww. Fucking Joey.
Kaiser.
Joey, but he wouldn't dress like that if he didn't want it.
Clutch. Those any pets?
God. My aunt grew up with a whole zoo. We had it all. We had, you know, Boner. Peacocks. Fucking. Yeah.
Sorry.
The most interesting to see, though, it was the cats and dogs, because it's just like, I guess their IQ was lower than the rest, because it's like they would do it every day. You know, sometimes once or twice, yeah, but it's just like the cat would try to fuck the dog every day, and it was just like he couldn't come to realization, like, yo, this is not it. But, yeah.
I was actually asking the question of when you're pet doesn't like a lover, but I guess we just can't get off this interspecies fucking thing.
Yeah, so. I mean,
I've got an answer. Go on, what were you saying?
Nah, because you know what it was? It was funny because like mom had two dogs, girl boy, and two cats, girl boy, but they would interracially she just try to fuck each other, not the same species. They was going at it. They traded partners.
Yeah, photo or didn't happen.
Yeah, I had a dog that used to hump cats.
No, I'll answer your question.
But he wouldn't enter them. Oh, God. It does not look like a happy dog.
No.
Oh,
no. Wait till you see the one with Macho.
That dominance. Jesus.
Joey's definitely a bottom.
No, really?
Oh, dude, he's a power bottom.
He didn't
though.
Look like he liked being on the bottom in that cat
picture.
No,
that was the cat one. You'll see the next one. The next one will make you happy. This is Macho. He's, God rest his soul, he was like a 105-year-old dog.
Oh, my God.
Dude, and Joey. Oh, so it was Christmas, right? And, like, I had Joey, you know, letting, and they were, like, fucking and messing around, and Joey's having a good time.
Ejaculation.
But, yeah, and then the next thing you know.
I'm still guessing.
Dude, yes. Just kidding. April Fools. And then, dude, and the next thing you know, fucking, like, Joey just goes, and he's dragging his ass because Macho got it in.
No!
On Christmas, I swear. I shit you
on
not.
On Christmas!
Oh, my God! Oh,
on Christmas, I shit you not.
Sweet Christmas.
I have an... Oh, my God, stop it! He looks so happy on the bottom!
Joey's Instagram is
he
fire.
He loves it! He's so happy! That cock slut!
Well, you know what's funny? I manage his Instagram and I didn't even see that.
Joey, yeah, he manages... He's like...
Yeah.
It's fucking great.
My favorite Christmas story, in answer to your question, there was a baby in a green fuzzy onesie and a humpy puppy, and the baby just puppy. Like started crawling past the humpy puppy, and the humpy puppy humped the baby, and
that
was
baby.
One of my favorite Christmas.
Fuck that baby.
That answers your question, right? That was the question.
When your cat or dog doesn't like your lover.
Yeah.
What do you do?
Right.
That was so not.
Yeah.
I feed my lover to my dog. My dog close. Is my fucking friend, dude.
Okay.
I can get a new lover. I can't get a new Joey.
Damn right.
Fuck that. I'll skull fuck a motherfucker for my dog. Like, aww. dude, someone yells at my dog, I'll be like, fucking, what's his name? The fucking, that movie, John Wick?
Or,
Yeah,
he wasn't playing.
Oh, my God. Like, oh, dude, I love violence and rapey shit and all that fucking stuff. But I swear, I'll watch a movie and then, like, a kid dies. Mm-hmm. They fucking skull fuck this lady's eyeball. And I'm like, oh, okay.
I know. Same.
What's going
same.
On?
Same.
The humanity.
Yeah, I can't. I can't.
Okay, here's another question for the group, which might get answered.
No. Maybe. I'm working it on.
No.
I'm working on it.
If someone dumps you for a shitty reason.
Oh, this reminds
me.
Have
and they have stuff. At your house.
Oh, yes. Let's
you
go.
Get to keep their stuff. Yes or no?
No.
Hell yeah. What? Yeah. Yes. What? I got paid for that. No. You're not coming back.
Yeah.
You leave those things too.
No, not always.
I got a pair of jeans out of your last breakup.
You did. And I got $30 out of it.
You know what it is? Cause I'm salty. That's why. Because it's like, yo, especially if you break up with me, it's just like, I'm keeping your shit. Like, you're going to have to
petty.
Get new shit.
No. The petty police.
No. No, I don't think, like, even the one, like, there was this one breakup where I wanted this guy dead. He still got his stuff. He came and, like, got his, we lived together and he came and got stuff. But he definitely did not come a bunch of times and get enough of the things out.
He came a bunch of times and didn't get it out? That sounds frustrating. No wonder you guys broke
up. Yeah, that is exactly what we broke
up. I was dating this woman. She was, I won't even say her name. She's the most horrible person. I've ever dated. She was a huge mistake. About a couple of weeks before I found out she was cheating on me, and we had an open relationship. I mean, what's the fucking point? Just tell the truth. Anyway, I noticed she's like taking her stuff home. Little by little.
Wow.
You know? Yeah.
Subtle. This guy's dumb.
She's good.
Yeah, right?
I this guy's dumb.
He's such a terrible person.
Like,
why are you taking the couch? Oh, I'm just going to see my mom.
Yeah. I had to do some detective work. Nah.
No, there's the case right there. It's all right there. Started taking shit home.
Yeah, she knew. I was going to keep her shit.
I'm all upset when they take my food.
Like your food?
I had a bender where I was up for like 4 days and I hadn't eaten food and like I tried to start this burrito, right? And I was like, oh, I'll put it away. And I wake up, I finally get to sleep and I'm like, oh, I have my burrito, I can finally feed. And it's fucking gone. And he knows what I'm looking for. I'm in the fridge like moving shit around and he's just there with his Xbox looking over and shit like that. I'm like, but yeah, I ate it. You son of a bitch! Deletes PlayStation. All those hours.
That's what that was about.
80 hours.
PlayStation. That actually happened.
$4 burritos, 82 hours of fucking Call of Duty. I'm sorry, goodbye.
Oh my God. I don't even know what that means. But I just know it's bad.
You know, for that's me, it goes both ways, too. Like, no. I broke up with someone years ago for a shitty reason. And, you know, I lost about $1,000 worth of shit.
Why? What?
Because she kept it.
But you can ask for it back.
I did.
Oh, she didn't give it?
I would take selfies with your shit. Oh, I used to send selfies of the dudes like wearing my dude's t-shirts and be like, oh, it looks better on him.
That's funny.
There were rugs worth a couple of $100 each. There was this double beveled mirror oval shell.
You lived together.
Yeah, we lived together.
What did you do?
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's a good question.
What did you do?
It's
like,
time for our top 10 list.
I didn't think so. Because, you're talking, you must have really fucked up.
Oh, man.
It's a shame I'm the one that has to get the music because, I know you called it's time, but.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I know.
Wait. Annual. April Fool's Paradise. New York Annual April Fool's Day Paradise. I was hoping. Parade.
Paradise.
Parade.
You're hoping there was
nobody can see it.
A clue there to the secret.
Yeah,
word?
I did.
Oh. Anal. Nope. Amyl nitrate poppers.
Top 10 list is top 10 Friends episode titles that could be porn.
Prolapse.
And then we're going to determine what kind of porn it is. Now. You know how to play this game. Is it prolapse porn?
Bloomin' onions.
I have no idea.
Is it? Okay, here we go. Get that a little closer and a little louder. Number 10. The one with the stripper.
Oh, that's the fun stripper pornos. But it's
stripper's too easy. Come on.
Yeah, it's like when the girls have sex with the guy. That stuff that we saw. What was it called?
Dancing Bear.
Yeah, that.
All right.
I like pedo
They all start with the one, by the way.
Yeah,
kind of
I know. Okay.
Number 9,
none
the
of these
one
are good
with
pornos.
The secret closet.
Oh, this is a gay one, but it's also a fantasy gay one. So it's like Narnia meets Brokeback Mountain.
I thought it was 7 minutes in heaven.
Nice.
With a spy cam.
Okay. I like that.
Like that?
I like that. Because 7 minutes in heaven should have a spy. I know at your house it probably does. A nanny cam. We have
nanny
to talk
cam.
About nanny cam. You're so terrifying right now. I still want to lick your vagina.
My bush.
Yeah.
You have a little house.
Your hairy vagina.
Number 8, the one with Ross's teeth.
Ew, bad blowjob.
Bad blowjob porn.
Oh, yep. Dude, that'd be like jail porn. You gotta knock his teeth out so it doesn't gum up your fucking dick.
Wow, that explains some things.
Number 7, the one where Joey comes twice.
Joey!
No.
Yeah. Oh, wait, wrong Joey.
Anal and veg.
I made it up.
Oh, you got me.
Gotcha.
Because it could have been.
The one with the inappropriate sister.
Nice. That was nice. I'm not going to say I saw that earlier today. I won't admit that.
Every hentai is basically siblings raping each other, so.
But when your siblings are Mark Squid.
Yeah.
Number 6, the one with the rainbow shower.
Oh my God, gay piss.
I made it
porn.
Up.
Damn it! Damn it!
That sounds real though.
It's when you start
rain
with the
rainbows
one
go together. That's how it happens.
Yeah. You know what a rainbow shower is?
Is it
when you peeing
with your period?
It's when you puke on someone.
No.
Ew. Oh, that makes sense, though. Yeah, very colorful.
Oh, my God. I heard about, like, one couple that did that on purpose. On purpose.
Oh, my God.
Like, nope. Yeah. Going out of your way
people,
to do
yeah,
it.
Yeah, people do
getting
that
getting really
on
drunk and eating food on purpose to puke on each other.
Yeah, it's a thing.
I just get really drunk to do cocaine.
Yeah. I just get really
this
cocaine.
This is a great idea. Where's my pants?
Number six.
You didn't have pants when you came over.
Usually.
I know.
The one with Joey's dirty day.
Oh, my God. That's so slutty. I love it.
Stink dick.
Oh, really? Oh, that's so terrible.
Stink dick, yeah. Dick porn, yeah.
That's terrible. I've dick. Seen it. Oh,
yay,
that's so bad.
Yay, we got a ding! Yeah. Ding, 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 ding! Stink dick, ding.
Also, this is great.
Number five, the one with Phoebe's uterus.
No.
Yes.
Oh, my God. Jesus.
Oh, my God. That's real, really weird medical porn.
Phoebe overreacts because she has ovaries.
Overreacts.
Number four, the one with the screamer.
Oh, my God. Squirting, screaming, crazy, like, BDS. Yeah, that's what it is. A loud orgasm.
Number three, the one where Phoebe gets ass fucked. Okay, I made that
you didn't
up.
Get
that
me that.
No, very
you
didn't get me that.
Yeah, Phoebe would be down for some anal.
Yeah.
Number three, the one with the free porn.
No, really?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
All right.
So that's, I guess, Friends came out, like, you know, around the time that free porn came out.
The internet. Oh, so. Then they got canceled.
I was born in the mid-90s. Was porn ever not free?
VHS. Tracking porn.
What?
I personally never remember paying for porn.
Ever.
How old are you?
I am
23. Fuck
yeah,
it.
Me too.
Same. Nobody likes you when you're 23.
Let's just move on from that.
Meow, meow,
number
meow.
Two.
Oh, we're still
but
there?
The one with the free porn could be a glory hole one where you know, like, if you're in a glory hole booth and you have to keep putting in the money. But that's the glory hole booth where you don't have to.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, the one with the free porn. The glory hole with the free porn.
Number two, the one with the giant poking device.
No.
Yes.
Oh, my God, I would watch that. I'd watch the fuck out of that.
That's like machine porn, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Machine porn.
Dude, I got to tell you guys about the BDSM farm I was at.
Farm?
BDSM farm.
Farm.
Yeah, it was. I work for a... Sorry, we're not done with your thing.
Okay, number one. The one with the Princess Leia fantasy, done.
Yeah, yes. Yeah, we know what that's about.
I like that
I'm not even going to go to the ones that didn't make the cut. Well, we will after this
yeah.
story.
Yeah, no. See, so, like, one of my other side gigs, I'm a producer assistant for Forgotten Frontier, and usually we do, like, some fucking, like, documentaries about the river in Kennebec, the Kennebec River in fucking Maine or whatever. So they invite me out to this new project, and I'm like, oh, this is a beautiful farm. We're going to do some dick fucking nature story. I get in there, and there's a fucking machine. There's girls in captivity. There's fucking, there's a spike. Where they're rotating girls in the backyard.
Party!
Dude,
I want to go to Disneyland!
Dude, it's fucking nuts. Like, they have these fucking high heels that these girls wear that are attached to this shocking fucking device. It was insane.
Yay!
It was from insects. And every fucking BDSM, like, torture porn that's on the internet, it's at that farm. I'm like, oh my God, I have a picture with that. And it's
so
nuts.
They've got the baskets.
Yes! They have the cages. They have the fucking... It's nuts.
Almost
90% because, like, my friends are
how
like,
how do we go? How do we go? How do we go?
I can't say. Aww. I know because it's like pretty, like, and then they have like,
you can tell us after the show.
Yeah, I'll tell you guys.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Sorry.
So, listeners, artists. If you want to support the show,
tell us, give us your money, and we'll tell you.
Yeah.
If you want to support the station, go to radiofreebrooklyn.com/pledge. If you want to support this show, go to RadioFreeBrooklyn.com, go to Art Star Scene Radio, and there's a little sponsor button right there. You can give us some money. Here's the ones that didn't make
clitoris.
The list in the top 10.
Orgasm.
The
climax.
One with the boob job. The one with the male nanny. The one where, there's a reason this didn't make the list, because I do not want to know what your guys
let's all tell him.
Think this is about. The one where
stink
the
dick.
One where the stripper cries.
Oh, I like it when they cry. Yeah. It's like crying, the tears are just such a good lube.
You're just going to go there.
Oh, wow.
I knew that one.
I'm going to be watching that later.
The one with the stain, the one with Chandler's dad, the one with Rachel's sister.
The
yeah.
One with
the one with the ball, the one with the cup, the one with the cups, the one with the chicken and a duck.
No.
The one with the lesbian wedding, the one with the breast milk, the one with the boobies, the one with the butt.
No.
Yep. Those were all
obvious.
Those were all ones.
Those weren't even challenges.
Those were all.
What is it?
Yeah,
rule.
That's why they didn't make the list.
What is it? Mm-hmm. Rule like 32 or 37. Like if it's a thing, it's a porn. There's a rule, right?
It is.
It's like rule. Somebody told me it's like rule 32. If it's a thing, it's a porn, radio porn, Disney porn, fucking.
Oh, okay. If it exists.
Cat ear. Yeah. That's it. If it exists, there's a porn about it. You know what I mean?
Porn parody. Yeah.
Yeah. And there's everything.
See, now I'm looking around. Federal labor laws porn.
Yes.
Oh yeah, I've definitely watched that.
Well, I mean, our country is fucking all the immigrants right now. So
I thought I got you guys.
No, I definitely watch things like that. Like that's people in uniform telling someone who's not in uniform what to do.
Oh my god.
Oh.
That's most of the things I like.
I like to borrow my friend's cop uniform and just like pretend to like harass people.
I'll be in the bathroom.
I think you're not pretending.
Next,
I think you're actually harassing them.
I'll be in the bathroom for the next 18
minutes. Technically,
but isn't
that what y'all do?
Or jerk off or to poop?
Ew, wash your hands.
Jerk off. You notice that Jamie fist pumped me when he left?
Yeah.
It's like just the talk of me having, just the joke of the hemorrhoids.
Spacey.
Suddenly people
doesn't want to touch you.
People don't want to touch me.
Yeah. You know what? You know? And your flare-ups, no thanks. I don't want your
kind of weird.
Your real enraged hemorrhoids to.
I think it's one of those things like, just kidding. No, really, I suck like 15 dicks.
I really have hemorrhoids and I suck a lot of dick.
Here's a question that my mother asked at a restaurant.
Ooh.
My mother is you in the future.
Yes. She worked in the future. I worked for the CIA. That's where I got access to the time machine.
Space.
How cold are your frozen margaritas?
Oh, did she not want brain freeze?
No.
Is that it?
Yeah, she doesn't like things that are too cold. It's like, how cold are your frozen?
They're frozen. Yeah, I don't. They hurt me. I know why she asked that. I know exactly why she asked that, because I don't like frozen things.
That's because you're her.
Yeah, I know. We're the same person.
Why? Because your teeth or something?
In the future, I'll like tequila.
You gave me a note today.
In the year 2000.
Dearest Frank, thank you for dinner and for taking such care of me! Exclamation point. Love to God, Mom?
What?
Is Frank God now?
No, love. No.
Is that the wrong note?
Is that the wrong note?
To you.
You is God. Wow. Love to you, Mom. P.S. Allie thanks you for changing her litter box and giving her treats. P.S.
P.S.S.
Yeah, it's P.S. Isn't it P.P., right? P.P.
P.P.
Next store trip, could you get some Cheetos?
Cheerios.
Aw. What a nice way of saying, hey, pick up some Cheerios.
And thanks for doing your chores, you fucking grown-ass man.
Yeah, thanks for doing your job, asshole. Now go get some fucking Cheerios.
Thanks for dinner. Give me some Cheerios.
They're going to find him dead with a note in his pants from his mom.
Thanks for stepping on my knife.
Get these motherfucking leggings off this motherfucking plane.
So oh my god, read about fuck that. Those people.
What?
Fuck Wait. Those people.
What?
Wait,
yeah.
What? I'm confused.
United Airlines turned away two women.
Skanks. No, I'm just kidding. I'm not sponging. I'm just kidding. Totally
because
kidding.
They were wearing leggings. They were
I'm
not
wearing leggings.
Allowed on the plane.
Now, when you say it like that, you're 100%, you're like, why?
Yeah,
why
yeah,
would you
yeah,
fucking tell me I can't go
question.
On a plane? Like, why can't I get on a plane? I have leggings. I get it. I totally understand that.
Oh, boy.
Oh, the tits are coming
yes!
out.
Oh, shit.
You've enraged her.
I've been drinking now, so now it's like,
oh, my God.
It's but it was cold outside.
I love
serious.
It.
I wasn't
You're just like
oh,
talking about the
goose.
It was she's like
it was
tits
just,
out time.
No, because it was cold outside. I want to be naked more.
You
and
know,
I want.
That's the crazy part. Like, I work for him. I'm still not used to this shit.
With me, not for him.
Yeah, with him.
He my partner.
Your partner.
Nice.
All right, selfie time. No. Dude, no, seriously, it gets so cold. Like, if I gave a lap dance, my nipples would just straight up, like, be slitting throats and shit.
Aw, murder.
Murdering. I'll be killing them. Oh, that's so much better, though. I feel better.
Yeah.
And I don't remember
I
what we
better.
Were talking about, so I'm going to give the
do,
first hint. What?
But I don't care. Mm-hmm. The leggings.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
the,
yeah.
The reason it's stupid is because they were flying for free. And there's a strict dress code.
For flying for free?
They had to adhere to the same dress code as an employee would.
Yeah, because their friend is an employee or the family member. So they gave them a ticket for free. And like when you're taking this thing for free, you should probably honor the person who gave it to you. By like, I don't know, not wearing pajamas.
Like you go into the club and they let you in for not having to pay cover, buy a drink. Tip the waitress. Yeah. If there's etiquette.
Nah, yeah, I agree with all that 100%. Yeah.
Or even etiquette. Like one more. Like, what if somebody that works at the club got you into this exclusive club and now you're like, fuck it, I'm going to wear sweatpants? No, you're not going to wear sweatpants and you're making me look bad because my name is now attached to you.
Yeah, that's a good point. Making a person look bad. Yeah. That put you on. Yeah.
Yeah, and this made it on the news. I don't know what happened to that person's job.
I would skull fuck somebody. I don't know. My circle right now is so fucking small. I'm like, no new friends. No
Your
new
circle
friends.
Circle is so I mean, tight. I just want to get in it.
It is. I fuck hate you guys.
Juicy. Yeah. Tight and juicy. First hint, vagina.
Clitoris. Orgasm. Labia. Labia minora, labia majora.
I don't know words.
Vagina. Oh, fucking fuck. Why don't I have it yet? Pussy, cunt.
Oval. Mine.
What did you say?
Vulva.
Oval.
Ovaries.
Damn it!
No! No! What was
See,
it?
She has words.
What was it?
Hold on.
I'm going to rob her anyways.
Ovum?
No.
Oval?
Who do you think won?
She did.
Mandy.
No, Mandy. You just pointed at Mandy.
Nuh-uh.
Vulva? Did I say it?
Yeah, you said vulva.
I said vulva?
You said vulva.
Yeah, I fucking did it. Yeah. Fuck yeah.
I don't know, man.
This show has been recorded. I thought you said it when you said ovum.
I didn't even know what that was.
And when I said, what did you say? She said vulva.
Yeah.
I won! Yes!
Yay!
The saltiness.
When she lost against Richard Pryor Jr., against Richard Pryor Jr., he just straight out goes, you bitch!
Yes!
Oh, shit.
Twice.
Damn.
Twice.
So aggressive.
Like, oh, my God. I
too much shit in your mouth anyways.
I felt
Wait,
bad.
That's your killing joke? What's the one that you got from...
No,
that is not my fucking...
Yeah, you would have been saying more words.
There's no way I'm giving... The one I have the first edition, I bought it.
Yeah.
And I sealed it.
Oh, okay. Right,
so it's like a first edition, it's got to be mint.
Yeah.
Or as close to mint as you can get, which is going to be worth, I'm guessing, $200, $300.
Yeah, that seems around the mark.
Yep.
You could always have it, you know.
Shut up, Sarah.
Oh, God.
You could always have it.
Sarah. You can shut up. Just shut your stupid face.
I've been making these fucking dick art. Because speaking of like, she was like going off with all the pussy words, right? So it was Women's Day.
You made this?
Yeah. So Women's Day, they were just like, vulva, pussy, 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 pussy. And I'm like, yo, I get it. Women, yes. But where the dick at? Like, where to dick at? And I came up with this idea to get to do dick cosplay. And I ran into a girlfriend of mine who fucking makes costumes. And I produced this dick art shoot where I've now created all these little costumes for dicks.
Mandy, do you have the same gift as I do? Or is it just chilly in the studio? My nipples are always erect.
Oh, dude, they always are. And like, yeah, because like, I got.
My nipples are always erect. Always. They're never not erect, and yours are erect right now.
Boop, boop, boop.
Are they?
Boop.
So they're always erect,
dude. I hate it when I only have like one headlight on and it's like going like that, or it's like all cockeyed, cocked. It's nuts. No, it's under pressure.
Oh my God!
We only have 10 minutes left to the show.
So bad for the people who are not in this room right now.
I do too.
Just listening at home, jerking
You can
off.
Find me at faceboy.com.
You can find me at...
You can find your Catherine house. At 404notfound.com.
Oh,
she lost her website.
Oh,
yeah. I'll get another one.
Mandyland.com. It's under construction, but you can find Mandyland. Just fucking Mandyland.
Clutch.
You found me at clutch_boywonder.
I wish you would talk more during the show.
I'm sorry.
You have such a great voice.
He does.
Oh my God.
I want you to be the voice of Joey.
I'm trying to, because I'm shy, even though I do music and stuff like that. So I'm just getting on the camera and radio stuff. So
show me your dick.
Yeah, are you really shy? Like, is she not seeing your dick?
She's seen it. We fapped once. I fapped with all. Okay, I'm like weird about my whole sex thing, but I fapped with everybody. Like, have a fat fucking circle. It's the safest sex. Like, 15 people in the room. Blah, 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 blah.
Space Girl, the second article that I sent you. Maybe we can ask Clutch to read that.
All right.
Oh, yes.
But let's talk about something.
See, I never talk about it unless you talk about it.
About what? Your dick?
Your dick?
No.
Is his dick nice? Does he have a nice dick?
Yeah,
is
it it's pretty.
Small, medium, large?
It's black.
So is it, I mean, we're assuming it's large and above average.
I ain't gonna go all that far, but listen, they get the job done.
What in this room can you liken it to? I'm pointing at the large, like the water bottle.
Draw us a picture.
Does it look like? Oh my God. Does it look like that water bottle that's in Faceboy's hand right now?
I'll fluff it. I swear, it'll be great. I have little hands. No matter what, it'll make it look bigger.
Mandy is right now going through the prize
killing
that she
joke.
Didn't win.
Well, it's not fair. It's fucking.
As long as I have this in my hands, I'm going to look at it.
Enjoy it.
Yeah. Joker raped Barbara Gordon in this arc? Or am I bugging?
No. But he did, he did shoot her right near the pussy.
Yeah, made a hand.
And then took her clothes off. And took pictures.
Wait, what?
Yeah, and she showed like Jim Gordon,
this?
Right?
Yeah, yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Yep, right there in the pussy.
Yo, this is some
How
shit
the
right
fuck
here.
Do I not remember that?
Yeah.
Well, it's your book now, bitch.
Wow.
And
I guess
then,
I'll read it later and again on my own.
It has
time.
Pictures. I could read it.
And then he put. Then he put her dad, Jim Gordon, in a fun house. Where he had to look at where he had to look at the pictures, and he's naked
of vagina
of his daughter.
Didn't that
shot in the puss?
Shot through the cunt in your tube.
Didn't that chick that's fighting with Nicki Minaj shoot somebody in the fucking pussy?
Really?
Oh, Remy Ma.
Yeah.
Oh, that's my girl. Shout out to Remy Ma. Like, I love her. Yeah.
Did she shoot somebody in the pussy?
She shot somebody for like $1,000
in the stomach though. Like
she wasn't. She was on her bully back in the day.
Well, that she a gangsta.
Yeah, that's
I'll
my
shoot
bitch.
You. Shoot you in the pussy. Oh, she was having her coffee too.
You're not
all right, Clutch.
V-U-L-V-A, vulva.
No sex
V-U-L-V-A,
before marriage.
Vulva.
As part of probation. Vulva. I'm never going to jail.
No, there's a specific case.
You have to read the article, right?
Wait, are you a virgin?
Well, me?
No.
Hell no.
Oh.
No, he's fucked at least one of my friends. Mandyland's a slutty fun place.
Did you think you didn't? Did you think you got away with it? No one knew? Like it was subtle?
Mandyland is subtle like a fucking chainsaw.
All I know is I didn't say shit. I don't open my mouth unless the person opens their mouth first.
Wait a minute. So there was no oral sex?
Okay, so if you're hearing, if this is coming through the mics, there's like some.
Someone's hulking out upstairs.
Someone's going crazy upstairs.
Yeah.
Apparently, maybe they think we're being too loud.
I don't know. I doubt it.
Dude, we were told.
Maybe they're just killing someone.
No, they're running away from being killed.
I think that's a child running to
and
from murder.
Oh, I hope they fall on a fucking glass table.
A broken glass table.
They'll throw it
just
at him.
Just the shards of broken glass.
That's how you learn as a kid, used to be.
I mean, damn.
Okay.
It sounds like a reasonable punishment.
I love how he's like
punishment.
Reading. He refuses to read it out loud.
Oh, I didn't know. My bad. Okay, I'm sorry.
We want you to see this. Okay, so I don't know one.
I'm like, yo, oh, shit. All right, a 19-year-old.
Developing opinions about it.
I was ranting in my head.
Okay, let's hear it.
All right, a 19-year-old who pleaded guilty to having sex with someone too young to legally consent reportedly has been told by the Idaho judge he wouldn't be allowed to have sex with anyone unless he got married. Legal experts aren't sure if such a probation condition is consensual, but unlikely. Cody, however his last name is, will appeal as
Cody Sugadick.
Yeah,
exactly, my man.
as the
alternative appears to be hard time behind bars. Damn, my boy Cody. Fuck. Anyway,
Cody Sugadick.
He was sentenced between 5 and 15 years in prison on January 27th for having sex with a 14. Damn, I know you desperate little bitch. when he was 18.
Oh my God, I want
now
you to
we
do
know
this
how to get clutch out of this show.
Oh my God, you have
give
to read all of our
article.
Fucking articles.
A fucked up article.
You
should have
read the fucking animals.
Yeah, I would have had it.
Damn it!
The girl's mother reportedly testified that Herrera, whatever his last name is.
Sugadick.
Exactly. Sugadick, who pleaded guilty to a felony statutory rape charge, robbed her of her innocence and destroyed the child left in her. Oh, come on, everybody gotta grow up. But
I was fucking at 13 too.
Yeah. I mean, I'm a late bloomer at 17, but fuck, yeah, fuck it. Hereto investigators, he had 34 sexual partners, inspiring the unusual restriction.
Boy. So hold on. I mean, you finish this. So the judge is like, you had 34 sexual partners? You must be a freak. And he was 19. That's, you know, when I was 19, I don't even want to know. I don't know how many sexual
34
partners.
Is a lot for a 19-year-old heterosexual
really?
Male. Yeah.
What? Yeah, I only had 3 bodies at that time. I'm sorry. No, but the black came out of me. I'm sorry.
Bodies.
That was
three.
Not the black
necro
serial killer.
Okay, that is stereotypical.
I was
going to
let that
before
slide.
They get
the 3 sexual partners.
Bodies.
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 Fucking let the bodies hit the floor. Let the bodies hit the floor.
But wait a minute.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to admit I'm the freak here because I know I'm a fucking freak.
Are you counting just women?
Even if I counted just women, yes.
Yeah, but I didn't have that many at 19. I was a serial monogamist, but I was fucking then.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah,
but wait,
he lives
I
in
mean,
New York.
Wait,
it's different.
You hit puberty, you know, like 13.
Yeah.
Okay,
hey.
19. That's 6 years. 34. That's only.
What were you doing? Like, math? People are in high school.
I feel bad. I feel so unaccomplished. Like, damn,
you're a romantic.
34 by.
That's like one every 2 months over 6 years. That's the
I
math.
Guess.
One
I guess not
much.
That
crazy.
Yeah.
But still.
Especially, if you live in a big town like New York, it's a slutty fucking town. There's a lot of fucking. Yeah. But if I fuck 34 people, that's like my whole Española, New Mexico. You're going to jail. I fucked you too, Mayor.
Yeah.
All right, let's hear the rest of this.
It's unclear how to. Damn.
Yeah, 34 is a lot for a 19-year-old heterosexual male.
I think
male.
So, too.
Yeah, it's unclear how the condition would be enforced, and the judge's announced probation condition does not currently appear in sentencing paperwork provided in U.S. News by his office. Still, the odd condition circulated broadly with the Associated Press write-up has triggered differing viewpoints among legal scholars. I mean, shit. That's some shit.
Yeah, how do you enforce it? How do you enforce
you
can't
don't.
Fuck before marriage?
He did.
That seems reasonable.
How do you enforce it?
You don't. That's like any of the like victimless crimes.
Victimless.
Yeah.
I like crime.
Yeah. Like, I mean, sodomy is illegal.
Wait.
Who's enforcing that in some places?
So you don't. So
you don't.
So the judge
just
says
got away
this
with it.
And he gets away with it.
That's what happened. He got away with it.
Slap on the wrist. Slapping's extra.
Slap on the rear.
Fuck you, Siri.
Fuck Siri.
It's going to piss you off.
Okay, watch.
This is going to piss you off more than Siri.
No, fuck you. Fuck not over. Why do you do this?
Oh, is it gone? Are we done?
Yeah.
Why?
Is
that
it?
2 minutes.
Oh, my God. I can get it off
this
in 2 minutes.
This is your 2-minute warning.
Why do we have to listen to this music for 2 minutes? You didn't do a Robert Downey Jr. story.
No, I didn't. You know, and I'll tell you why.
Remix.
Yeah.
I talked to Velocity about this, and she said if you do a Robert Downey Jr. story every week, it's going to seem obsessive.
It is.
Yeah.
And she was right. You guys just both agreed.
Yeah, no, it is.
Yeah, I'm obsessed. Like, let it go. You guys are friends. He gave you a bike. Okay.
Yeah,
gave you
a bike. Exactly. Yeah, he gave me a bike. You were here when I told the story, but.
I must have been thinking about Rusty Trombone.
We were in the train when we told that story.
Yeah. Oh, was it?
Oh, yeah. Fuck you.
All right.
Fuck you. I wasn't
in that crazy snowstorm.
Thank you, Mandy.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Clutch.
Woo, Clutch. Boy Wanda. Thank you,
Face
Girl. Thank you,
guys.
Thank you,
Festival.
Thank you, iPod Radio.
Thank you, Mystery Guest, who we didn't even introduce.
Shut up.
Thank you for listening. And remember, we are here each and every Saturday live at 7 p.m. on Radio Free Brooklyn.
Wash your hands.
Download us.
Oh.
Happy April
Fools. Oh, this is my last show, by the way.
What?
Yeah.
April Fools.
I am falling for this.
It's the first time I got caught all day.
I really? Yeah. I didn't